بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. استغفر لهم أو لا تستغفر لهم إن تستغفر لهم 70 مرة فلن يغفر الله لهم، ذلك بأنهم كفروا بالله ورسوله، والله لا يهدي القوم الفاسقين.
Verse number 80. Allah will never forgive the hypocrites, even if the messenger was to ask for their forgiveness, because they do not deserve to be forgiven. No matter how much forgiveness is sought for them, they disbelieved in Allah and His Messenger, and they deliberately oppose Allah's sacred law.
فرح المخلفون بمقعدهم خلاف رسول الله وكرهوا أن يجاهدوا بأموالهم وأنفسهم في سبيل الله وكرهوا أن يجاهدوا بأموالهم وأنفسهم في سبيل الله وقالوا لا تنفروا في الحر قل نار جهنم أشد حرا لو كانوا يفقهون.
Verse number 81. Those hypocrites who failed to join the battle of Tabuk were happy not to strive in Allah's path, in opposition to the Messenger of Allah. They were reluctant to strive with their wealth and live in Allah's path as the believers did. They said to their fellow hypocrites, in order to keep them behind, do not march in the heat. The Battle of Tabuk was during the hot season. Say to them, O Messenger, the fire of hell that awaits the hypocrites is much hotter than this heat that they are running away from. If they only knew.
فليضحكوا قليلا وليبكوا كثيرا جزاء بما كانوا يكسبون.
Verse number 82. Let these hypocrites who failed to strive in Allah's path laugh a little in their temporary life of the world, and let them cry much in their everlasting life of the afterlife, in return for the disbelief and sins they committed in the world.
فَإِنْ رَجَعَكَ اللَّهُ إِلَىٰ طَائِفَةٍ مِّنْهُمْ فَاسْتَأْذَنُوكَ لِلْخُرُوجِ فَقُلْ لَنْ تَخْرُجُوا مَعِيَ أَبَدًا وَلَنْ تُقَاتِلُوا مَعِيَ عَدُوًّا إِنَّكُمْ رَضِيتُمْ بِالْقُعُودِ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ فَاقْعُدُوا مَعَ الْخَالِفِينَ.
Verse number 83. If Allah returns to you, O Prophet, to a group of these hypocrites, who are firm in their hypocrisy, and they ask you for permission to go out with you in another battle, then say to them, you hypocrites will never go out with me in Allah's path, as a punishment for you and a means of avoiding the harms that may arise due to your presence with me. You were quite pleased to remain behind in the Battle of Tabuk, so stay with those sick persons, women, and children who remain behind.
وَلَا تُصَلِّ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَاتَ أَبَدًا وَلَا تَقُمْ عَلَىٰ قَبْرِهِ إنهم كفروا بالله ورسوله وماتوا وهم فاسقون.
Verse number 84. Do not offer the prayer, O Messenger, over any one of the hypocrites who dies, and do not stand to pray for forgiveness at their gravesides. That is because they disbelieved in Allah and His Messenger, and they died whilst they had left Allah's obedience. No prayer should be offered for such a person.
وَلَا تُعْجِبْكَ أَمْوَالُهُمْ وَأَوْلَادُهُمْ إنما يريد الله أن يعذبهم بها في الدنيا وتزهق أنفسهم وهم كافرون.
Verse number 85. Do not, O Messenger, let the wealth and children of these hypocrites impress you. Allah only intends to punish them with that in the life of the world. Through the difficulties they face and the disasters they have afflicted with respect to them, and that their souls leave their bodies while they are in disbelief.
وَإِذَا أُنْزِلَتْ سُورَةٌ أَنْ آمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَجَاهِدُوا مَعَ رَسُولِهِ اسْتَأْذَنَكَ أُولُو الطَّوْلِ مِنْهُمْ وَقَالُوا ذَرْنَا نَكُنْ مَعَ الْقَاعِدِينَ.
When Allah reveals a surah to His Prophet, peace be upon him, that contains the instruction to have faith in Allah and to strive in His path, the rich people from among them ask you for permission to stay behind, and they say, "Let us stay behind with those who are excused, such as the weak and those who are chronically ill." Beneficial points. 1. Asking forgiveness and doing good actions will not benefit the disbelievers as long as they remain as disbelievers. 2. The joy of the hypocrites will soon disappear and only crying will remain. 3. The verses indicate the short-sightedness of people as they generally look at the present situation they are in and they do not look at the future occurrences that are still to come. 4. The verses do not indicate that a little laughter is forbidden, but consistently laughing a lot causes the heart to die. 5. The verses contain evidence for the legitimacy of offering the funeral prayer over believers, visiting their graves, and praying for them after their death, just as the Prophet, peace be upon him, used to do for the believers. 6. One should not be deceived in this world by the wealth and children that Allah has given the disbelievers and hypocrites, because they are not an honor for them, but are a way to deceive and entice them to their destruction.
رضوا بأن يكونوا مع الخوالف وطبع على قلوبهم فهم لا يفقهون.
Verse number 87. These hypocrites are pleased with disgrace and humiliation, since they are pleased to stay behind with those who are excused. Allah has sealed their hearts because of their disbelief and hypocrisy, so they do not know where their best interests are. They are therefore similar to animals.
لكن الرسول والذين آمنوا معه جاهدوا بأموالهم وأنفسهم وَأُولَئِكَ لَهُمُ الْخَيْرَاتُ وَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ.
Verse number 88. The Messenger and the believers with him did not remain behind from striving in Allah's path as these people did. Instead, they strived in Allah's path with their wealth and their lives. Their reward from Allah is that they will receive worldly benefits, such as victory and gains of war, as well as benefits in the afterlife, which includes entry into paradise and successful attainment of their desires and salvation from what they fear.
أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ.
Verse number 89. Allah has prepared for these believers gardens with rivers flowing beneath their palaces, where they shall live eternally. That reward is the great success that cannot be equaled by any other.
وَجَاءَ الْمُعَذِّرُونَ مِنَ الْأَعْرَابِ ذَنَ لَهُمْ وَقَعَدَ الَّذِينَ كَذَبُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ سيصيب الذين كفروا منهم عذاب أليم.
Verse number 90. A group of people from the desert Arabs of Medina and the surrounding areas came with excuses to Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, so that he would give them permission to remain behind from going out and striving in Allah's path. Another group of people, who did not even make any excuse, also stayed behind from going out because they did not accept the Prophet and they did not have faith in Allah's promise. A painful punishment will afflict these people because of their disbelief.
ليس على الضعفاء ولا على المرضى ولا على الذين لا يجدون ما ينفقون حرج إذا نصحوا لله ورسوله ما على المحسنين من سبيل والله غفور رحيم.
Verse number 91. There is no sin on women, children, the sick, the disabled, who are chronically ill or blind, and the poor who do not have any wealth to spend in order to equip themselves from remaining behind from going out, since they have valid excuses, as long as they are sincere to Allah and His Messenger, and they practice His sacred law. Punishment will not fall on those who do good from among these people who are excused. Allah forgives the sins of those who do good and shows them mercy.
وَلَا عَلَى الَّذِينَ إِذَا مَا أَتَوْكَ لِتَحْمِلَهُمْ قُلْتَ لَا أَجِدُ مَا أَحْمِلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ تَوَلَّوْا وَأَعْيُنُهُمْ تَفِيضُ مِنَ الدَّمْعِ حَزَنًا تَوَلَّوْا وَأَعْيُنُهُمْ تَفِيضُ مِنَ الدَّمْعِ حَزَنًا أَلَّا يَجِدُوا مَا يُنْفِقُونَ.
Verse number 92. There is likewise no sin on those who stay behind from you after coming to you. O Messenger, asking you to give them an animal to ride, and you said to them, I do not have any animal to give you to ride. They then turned away from you with their tears flowing out of sorrow, that they could not find anything to spend of their own or from your side.
إنما السبيل على الذين يستأذنونك وهم أغنياء رضوا بأن يكونوا مع الخوالف وطبع الله على قلوبهم فهم لا يعلمون.
Verse number 93. There will only be punishment and blame on those who ask you, O Messenger, for permission to remain behind from striving while they are able to do so, due to their having the means to equip themselves. They are pleased with disgrace and humiliation for themselves by staying behind with those who remain behind at home. Allah has sealed their hearts so they are not affected by any warning. Because of this, they do not know where their best interests lie, so they can choose that, or where there is harm, so they can avoid it. Beneficial points. 1. Those who strive in Allah's path will receive the good things of this world. If they do not get this world, they will gain paradise and salvation from the punishment in the afterlife. 2. In principle, those who do good to people out of kindness will not be taken to task if they fall short. 3. Those who intend to do good, and together with this firm intention, they strive to do what they can, but are unable to do so, will be in the rank of those who actually did that good action. 4. Islam is a religion of justice and logic. For this reason, Islam has imposed punishment and sin on the hypocrites, who ask for permission to not strive with their lives and wealth in the path of Allah while they are wealthy and able.